Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We have tonight's guest, retired veteran and founder of A Pausability for Veterans, Sandy D.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Lincoln Jesser. I am Mark Lejeure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Maybe it's what I do, or the people I hang out with, or the places I go, but in the last couple of years, I would say, I've been hearing people sharing things that I don't remember people sharing very much. It wasn't cool to share. Things like, you know, lately my kids have wanted to actually sit with us and watch a movie or something together. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's kind of nice to be sitting with the family. No, it doesn't sound cheesy to me at all. I've heard people say things like, you know, my wife and I, or my partner and I, have actually been watching the Hallmark Channel. I know it sounds cheesy. It doesn't sound cheesy to me at all. I think that's awesome. What reminded me of this is our guest actually said today, we need to love ourselves more. And she literally said, I know that sounds cheesy. And I said, no, it doesn't sound cheesy at all. And then our performance guest said something like, happiness is an inside job. Now, he didn't say, I know it sounds cheesy. But all of this, I was thinking about it before the show, and I thought, well, who knows? Maybe it's the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And so I thought, well, wait a minute. What do I know about that? I had to look it up really quick because I know the song that what Fifth Dimension did that was used in the musical Hair. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And what do they say? Harmony and understanding and all these things. And I thought, wow, well, is this what's happening? Like, are we going to be talking like this more? Are we going to be connecting more with ourselves and other people? And I sure hope so. I looked in the old Farmer's Almanac, and evidently there's an argument as to whether this already is the age of Aquarius or it's coming in the next couple hundred years. I hope it's now because it feels good to me. But I just have to say that I'm liking it. I don't think it's cheesy at all. Just saying. And I'm going to say some more cheesy things today, I'm sure. On purpose.
No truth words have been spoken. Super, super excited for tonight's very heartful show, both what Sandy's bringing. On such a deeply feeling day for, you know, the recognition of the veterans and war is not something I've ever really been able to reconcile, but I have been able to reconcile service and sacrifice and valor. And I'm super excited, and I got to give a shout out to Tiffany Lee Gaston for turning us on to Lincoln Jesser. And this one's close to my heart. During the housing bubble collapse, when my public company went down, I actually got with a producer, this is around 2010, and I took a 528 hertz tone and we drummed up some beats and I created an affirmations track that I started my therapy and reprogramming with. So to meet and get to listen to Lincoln, who's doing it for real, super excited.
Very exciting indeed. We've titled this episode, A Life of Loyalty to Veterans and Community. And that's going to mean a lot of things, and we're going to dig into that in a little bit. This is our episode 815, and while we're giving out thank yous, let's thank Valerie Heath of Heaven and Earth Oasis for introducing us to Sandy D, who is a retired veteran, and she's founder of Pausability, that's P-A-W as in doggies, A Pausability for Veterans. Welcome, Sandy D, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a Pleasure to have you and to have gotten to know you better. I've seen you through the years as we've both been a part of Heaven and Earth Oasis, but now we're going to dig in. And actually, let's start with what today actually is. Mark said it's 11-11. It is, and it's Veterans Day today. And interestingly, you and I were talking about how few people know what today is really about. And before we go into it, you said something that stopped me cold, and I want to start there. You said we signed, your friends and you and many people signed a blank check so people could enjoy their freedom. Tell me what that means.
Yeah, signing up for the military, we all signed a blank check, and some of them didn't make it back. They cashed it in and they never returned home. So it's freedom isn't free. People join the military, and first responders are here to protect and serve the country and families for freedom. And it comes first.
And so today on Veterans Day,
a lot of, restaurants and stuff give free meals to veterans, and people acknowledge veterans. And there's a lot of flags in the memorials to remember those that didn't come home. And just trying to bring awareness that don't forget Veterans Day and what men and women have done, so, you know, you can have hot dogs and burgers on this day.
Thank you. Thank you. A life of loyalty and actually service. You actually were born into service. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I'm an only child, and I had deaf parents, and English was a second language for me. Sign language was first. And I took on the responsibility, but it wasn't a chore to be the voice for my parents and to be heard. And I've always looked out for the underdogs and continue that up into this day, where I really am focused on being of service. And I finally understand that after the passing of my dog, that I'm being heard and I'm going to make a difference.
Actually, we used your dog, the picture of your dog, London, as part of the promotion for tonight's show, in part in honor to him, because he literally just passed a few months ago, right?
Yeah. I'm going to try not to get choked up. Yeah, I saw the pictures. Thank you for putting that on. And that was a few years ago on Veterans Day here in Hemet, California. So this month, this year, last year was the last time he had to wear his service jacket and be of service, because after November, we just played, and then he passed suddenly with, I'm getting choked up, with cancer, April 4th, 2024. So,
well, this is significant also because you have helped veterans in many ways. And one of the ways is through your organization, in which you were supporting them having dogs of their own, right? Service
yes.
dogs, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get into that in a moment. I want to continue. When you joined the service, you said something really interesting. You became a kid? Or you? What'd you say?
I said when I joined the military, I got to become a kid, because before I joined the military, I took a course that was called S training back in the day, and they changed the name. I believe it's Landmarks now. But going through the weekend there, people asked me, what did you learn there? I said, I learned how not to pee for 24 hours. And you could push every button on me and it didn't faze me. So when I went into the military and the drill sergeant was yelling at me nose to nose, It didn't faze me. So.
Now, I thought you meant in the sense that you had been of service and in control, like having to make decisions and all of that all your life, that you entered the service and somebody else took control.
Yeah, that's kind of it too. But in the service, it's like you had to learn how to let them believe that they had control over you. Because I'm a pretty stubborn person. So I learned to adapt quickly and go with the flow.
So, you know, something about some people who are in service is that they need service themselves, but they're giving it to others, and sometimes they service themselves out, or they feel like they're in servitude. I didn't get any of that from you. How does that happen?
The interesting story on how I joined the military is there was three of us from high school, and one was going to get married, one was going to go to college, and they all were putting down the military, and I went, you know what? I'll join. So I joined the military and then, did what I had to do in the military, and I had more respect because there was some bumpy roads in the military when I came out and I started working with veterans and getting to be of service with what I know from childhood.
Things seem to fall into place at the right time and place for you. As a matter of fact, actually, this show, this show. You said to me, life changes couldn't be more appropriate for me today, like within 24 hours today, like things, your life has taken a change. You've taken a change.
Yeah. Yeah. We used some sailor words in that conversation earlier. Yeah. I'll just go with shift happens.
Okay, so this is obviously momentous, and what I was getting at is these things that happen at particular times in your life. So, for example, London came at a time when your parents had just moved into were in your home, and then what happened soon after you met London?
Well, my mom and dad passed away an hour and 27 minutes of each other, and 2 weeks before that, I had got this little Vishla. And when my parents passed, I had this little puppy and was training it to be a service dog through another organization. And then it turned into where I decided to create my own organization.
And give us a story, if you could, quickly about somebody who you worked with in helping get them a dog and how it changed their life.
I had a Marine veteran that had been out of the Corps for a year and a half. And we got him a dog. And one thread line through the several dogs that we provided was we used to have the wives call and say, he's spending a lot of time with the dog. And my reply to them is, would you rather have your husband have a mistress? Or would you rather have him have a dog? And
you caught me off guard. I thought if it's helping his PTSD or if it's helping, that's a good thing. No?
No, what happens is men and women who are married or dating somebody with PTSD, when we have episodes, people that care have a tendency to ask us 11 million questions on, are you okay? What's going on? What are you thinking about? And that doesn't help. Your dog, my dog, when I was having anxiety, would jump on me and pin me down and just give me goofy faces. And I couldn't remember why I was mad. So the dog picks up on you and it doesn't ask you 11 million questions. Mm. And it's not worried about you having an affair.
Wow.
Because you have your dog. And it's my dog. I was on 22 meds before I had London. And now to this day, I'm only on 2. So he saved my life a lot.
Wow. So you are continuing your work with a possibility for, and that's the number 4, veterans.org. For anybody that wants to learn more and be involved, you also are involved in several other organizations. Of course, we already mentioned Heaven and Earth Oasis. There's the, is it AmericanPatriotMusic.org? And you wanted to talk about VetArt.org.
Yeah, the first one you just mentioned, the Patriot for Music, they provide guitars. They make guitars for veterans and first responders, and you build it from scratch. And my guitar has London's picture on the front lasered into the wood. And on the back, it says, in memory. And then it has his picture, the one you posted.
Yeah.
It has that picture on the back.
Nice.
So they do amazing things. And VetArt, they do healing through the arts of clay and glass work and things like that. And an amazing organization. You can go vetart.org and see all the wonderful things they've done. And you might see some of the films that I've, reels I've made for them.
Right. We're going to get into that. And actually, I just had a thought. Should we put these other websites, links on the page at the Life Changes Show for you, Sandy? So that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's do that as well. Because we have a possibility for veterans.org, but we didn't have these. So we'll add those for people who are interested. And so, gosh, you have done many things and your life has taken many journeys. You've learned a lot, seen a lot, experienced a lot, heard a lot. And you actually had somebody say to you, hey, how about using some of these tools? Actually, was it just before COVID or during COVID or something like that? Sandy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that you started making the films.
Oh, yes. I had a hiccup there. Yeah, what happened was before COVID, I was doing service dogs, and then I got bit by a dog, and it hurt a lot. And so I really didn't want to provide service dogs because originally a possibility meant it was possible to do anything you wanted with a dog. And then people said, go to Sandy and get dogs. And that's how that started. So when COVID hit, we couldn't train any dogs anymore. And I had one of my doctors was like, well, you like photography. You do films. Why don't you do that? And so I thought about it. And then this gig with VetArt.org came up. And I had been shooting reels for veterans and in the community and doing the videos of men and women doing their arts from painting to all kinds of stuff, really cool stuff. I got inspired to work with the young men and women coming back from Iraq and Iran. And that's how I became an iPhone film producer.
And so tell us a story of the kind of stories you film.
I film stories on different men and women. I have one that, well, all of these are on vetart.org. There's a gentleman named Reggie Green, and he does African art, and he's been in different museums and stuff, and he was in the Navy, and this, when he works on clay, he no longer has migraines. He is centered and grounded. There's another gentleman, Collins. He does really funky art, And he just was featured at veterans.com, Comic-Con. And I have a Navy veteran, Phyllis Thomas, who does beautiful work. You can see her online. And her paintings and artwork is like in museums and fine art homes. So I do reels on these people, and then I post them and share the positive of men and women coming back from the military.
Well, you just answered part of the question that I was just about to ask you, and we know this is important, but why is it important to you?
Because I think people have forgotten why we went in the military, and that when we come out, sometimes we're broken, but we're just broke open to do different things. And I just want to make these films and leave a legacy for people to remember what we went through, just like the men and women that went through World War One, Two, you know, Rosie the Riveter, the incredible stories of women. There's just a lot that I think is heartfelt and needs to be shared.
Speaking of heartfelt and women, you are a poet as well, and you've had some poems published. One of them touched me so much, I asked to hear another one from you, and I would love it if you could share both of those with our audience.
Okay. The first one is called Don't Ask Me What I Wore. My hopes like the wind scattered. The moonshine lights down on me. But in the break of dawn, they shunned my voice and said, don't speak. My clothes ripped and tears flowed. My voice was shredded now. On a barbed wire fence, the pain was so intense and the fear was stronger. If only I could raise my gaze, and then they would know what my voice has always been trying to say. If only you would listen. I'm a survivor of rape. Like you who have survived a plane crash, don't ask me what I wore.
Wow. Of course, I don't have to ask you. We all know what that's about, but it's about so much more. Tell us more. What inspired you to write that?
Well, part of it was I was violated on the way out of the military, but not in the extreme of many women and men that I know. And so, you know, it doesn't matter what level of violation you've had. It's really sad, even in the military and in the civilian world, when you are violated, you are put on the stand to repeat the stories over and over and over. But in a plane crash, you don't ask people what they wore or what happened to them. And so that was the impact of that story.
Wow. Thank you. And this is reminding me that actually, I believe it was last year, Veterans Day, we also had a veteran who you know very well, Shirley M. McCary.
Sherelle, yeah.
Yeah, or Sherelle, right. Thank you. Yeah, she was our guest, episode 759. And she also shared some stories and that most people do not know and maybe even find hard to believe. So thank you for sharing that. And the second poem, the theme of that?
It's a combination of, I was filming vetart.org, and it was the first year wrap where we were in Sacramento. And there is a veteran, he's an 82-year-old airborne ranger, and this year he jumped out of a plane again, and he's a poet and an artist, and he had a bronze piece at the event in 2020 too. And it just captured my heart because it's a bronze face and the lips are bob wired.
Mm.
And that part reminded me of being in the military. And then the second part of how the poem came about is having deaf parents.
Oh, I didn't catch that part when you first read it to me. Okay. And this is no spoken words?
No spoken words were heard.
Were heard.
Okay. And it's no spoken words was heard. The sound of silence was so loud. The ringing continues constantly in my head. The scars are all within. No one knows my story, and many don't really care. Stripes, stars and stripes, the flag I held so proud. The sound of silence is so loud. No spoken words were heard. Bob wired sealed my mouth, surrounded my heart. As I stand apart, no spoken words was heard. The ringing in my ear is so loud. Lord, may I get some sleep tonight? Or just take my heart. No spoken words was heard. And wow. Then on the following year, I was able to read it on the steps of Sacramento.
Wow. Wow. Sandy, you have shared so many things, and in your sharing, there is here support for anybody who is experiencing different things, like the vet arts, or vetart.org, that's for vets. But people who have experienced PTSD of different kind or mental health issues, working with clay, I hadn't thought of that. So that sounds important. The guitar and the music, it makes sense. And we'll talk more about music with our performance guest. And of course, the animals and the service dogs. So thank you for sharing that, because that can support others who might not have thought of these things either. When I asked you for more pointers, can you share some of those? As to a life, how we could be supported through mental health and PTSD and for veterans and all people suffering?
I think, we need to bring awareness to people that not everything is about a pill. It's like there's healing in animals. There's healing in, I learned in poetry, filming, writing, clay, using your hands, gardening. And we just need to realize that everybody's journey, whether they've been in the military or a first responder, goes through the same things. People that are working in the hospitals, COVID, doctors, nurses. And, there's another thing that just popped in my head. People that I have filmed and talked to that are children of veterans, they always say, I'm just a military brat. And it's like, no, you had a different world with the men and women that served. So it's just being present and letting people know if they need help, ask for it. And, I'm always available. Just look me up on my website. And if I don't know, I promise you, I'll get you the answer.
So at that point, when I was asking for pointers, you said, love yourself.
Love yourself first. Yes.
Love yourself.
I think if you love yourself first, then the rest comes easy. And some people will connect with you and some people don't, but know that it's okay. Don't take it personal.
And you said, let your nose be your nose.
Nose, yeah.
tell us that. Talk about that.
I think, in my life now, it's like I finally got that what I know, I know, and I don't waver from it anymore. It's like you and I had talked. It's like yesterday was such an aha moment. And it's like, I get it. And, you know, I'm grateful that I'm getting it in my 60s and I didn't miss the opportunity to continuously learn, grow, and be of service.
Wonderful. And then lastly, something that is so related to all of what you're doing, and of course the theme of a life of loyalty to veterans and community. You had an observation, and you said that we are not caring for ourselves and we aren't taking care of our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, we miss the mark now. It's like we're not taking care of ourselves and we're so divided by identities. It's like black, brown, gay, straight, blue, red, orange, where we all bleed the same blood. If we could just drop the labels, it's 2024. We should be hip enough to just love one another.
Sandy, what a pleasure to connect with you in this way, and thank you for sharing as you have with our audience. You're quite special.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure to get to know you and just be on the show. It was an honor. And if anybody needs any help or you have any questions, feel free to contact me.
And they can contact you at Appausability with a W, the number 4, and then veterans, and that's .wordpress.com. We have the links at the Life Changes show page for Sandy D, Sandy, SandyDee. And then we'll be putting more links there after the show. With that, Sandy, all the best to you, and thank you. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Oh, sorry. Real quick. You can also type sandydee.com and it'll go right to my site too.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I'm glad you shared that. So sandydee.com.
Yeah. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you, Sandy. Our pleasure. And now it's time for our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Barbara, and I'm so distressed over the election. So many of my loved ones and I are simply not on the same page, and I don't know how to handle this as conversations have become heavy and ugly. In the past, all of my loved ones have voted the same, but this year there are many differences in the way we voted, and if I didn't vote the same as they did, I'm getting really bad reactions, and the ones who voted differently are saying horrible things to me. So at this point, I am thinking of closing the door on them and moving on in life without any more interactions. This won't be easy because I have loved them all and just can't take this crazy behavior.
Dear Barbara, navigating the tension that arises from different political views, especially when it involves close family and friends, can be incredibly challenging. But it's also an opportunity for growth, understanding, and potentially even strengthening those relationships. You say you loved them. So it is my opinion that if you truly loved them before, then you would find a way to use that love to heal these reactionships. Your first step could be to acknowledge the emotions involved. Political beliefs often tap into deep-seated values, fears, and hopes for the future. The anger you're seeing might not just be about the election results themselves, but about personal identity, security, and perceived threats to their way of life. Recognizing that emotions run high on both sides can help you approach the situation with empathy. Even if you don't agree with their stance, acknowledge that their feelings are real. Ultimately, the goal is not necessary to change minds, but to create a space where understanding, respect, connection can flourish despite disagreements. Political divides are part of the human experience, but love, care, and compassion can bridge even the most challenging gaps. If you feel that you don't have the patience to do this by yourself, I'd be happy to help end the hostilities and to be a part of loving, constructive conversations as your spiritual counselor. Please let me know if you're interested in moving forward with me on this and turning your reactionships with your loved ones back into relationships.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, Lincoln Jesser, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and our performance guest is an artist. He's a producer. He's a DJ. He's a sound healer. Welcome, Lincoln Jesser, to the Life Changes Show.
Great to be with you. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's going good, and it's just about to get... Well, what is it about to get, actually? You taught me something about house music that I didn't know. So let's please start with the origins of house.
Yeah, we were discussing, we were having a great conversation. Also, just want to say thank you, Sandy. That was beautiful poetry and grateful for your service and inspiring story.
Thank you, Lincoln.
But yeah, we were talking about the origins of house starting in Chicago, primarily Black and gay communities needing a place to, a safe space that was inclusive for them to go and express themselves and heal through movement and through sound and through being together. And it emanated out and inspired an entire generation of musicians and artists. So very grateful for that.
So I thought it was awesome that you're doing this with house, but I didn't know the origin. And now I think, wow, this is kind of like the next, because you're making it available as a safe space to even more people.
Yeah. And you know, my style of music that has kind of crystallized through the ups and downs of my own life and my journey as an artist, I call it Healing House, and it fuses the principles of sound healing and ancient mindfulness practices with house music. And the funny thing about it is that they're actually very similar in most of the ways that matter, in that they allow people to be present, to enter a flow state, and to engage in the now from a place of gratitude and inclusivity that ultimately leads to healing on the personal level and the community level. And so I'm just equally passionate about both sides. And when I started integrating those two sides of myself into my art with no filter, or some might call it reckless abandon, but me just getting out of my own way, so to speak, my own life became an expression of the art and the practices that I promote through Healing House. So I'm just grateful for all the people who came before me and took those creative and cultural risks to put this stuff out there for everyone else to enjoy. And I feel honored to have my own part in that history as well.
Nice. Well, one could almost say that you actually were born in the right place at the right time with the right parents for this.
You know, I definitely trust in divine timing and feel so much gratitude for the opportunity to take my experiences and, you know, hopefully do it as much justice as I can and bring it to as many people in a way that actually brings about healing and causes people to live life from that place of compassion and gratitude and presence. Because ultimately, I believe that, you know, people say the revolution won't be televised. I believe it's a revolution from within that emanates outward, and we're all cells of this larger organism. And so when we wake up, like you're talking about with the age of Aquarius, that's what it's about to me. It's not some far off place. It's within us. It's a frequency that we tune into.
Okay. Well, speaking about frequency, we're going to get to experience the music here in just a little bit, but frequency, let's talk about frequency.
It's a good word.
And the music.
Yeah. Well, where do you want to start?
I know. And I was so delighted when we were talking earlier that you could go so many places with this, and you knew so much, like you were definitely putting in your breadth and depth of information. So frequency tuning, let's start with that.
Okay, yeah. So there is, when you think about a piano, there's a now accepted standard with pianos where the A note, which is one of the notes on a keyboard, is tuned to a very specific pitch. And so they did that so that musicians could all tune their instruments and play in tune kind of in a universal way, the same way that there's units of measurement in cooking or science. It's like if one person reads the recipe, someone else should be able to pick up that same book and duplicate the recipe. And it's kind of like that with music too. But that the standard in conventional society, which is A tuned to 440, that is a relatively new development. And there have been a lot of different standard tunings throughout the ages. And what has been found through observational evidence and through an increasing amount of clinical evidence is that changing the standard of tuning actually can produce different physiological, emotional, energetic effects in people and even in other types of physical matter. Because basically, sound, it's vibration that's within the audible range of our hearing. But everything in this physical plane is vibration. That's what Einstein was talking about. It's what they talk about in the Vedas, the Hindu holy books. There's a phrase, not a Brahma. It means God is sound. Even in modern science, there's the Big Bang, which speaks to this idea of a sound creating the universe. There's in the beginning was the word. And so there's, when you look beneath the surface of what this 3D world is, you see that at the furthest level that we can chop down matter, it's vibration. And so that's the reason that sound and music, it brings people to this place. And that's something I noticed as a really young kid, which is why I fell in love with music. It's magic. It activates a different dimension for people, and it allows them to be their pure flow state self. And in that flow state, healing occurs naturally. And we become aligned with that underlying current of vibration, which is our true essence as spiritual, physical beings. And so when you start to look into the numbers and the patterns there and translate it into the sound, you see that you get some really wild and powerful results when it comes to healing and just the impact of your art. And so that just really inspired me, and I started basically experimenting with the tuning of my own music and integrating along with that, you know, my years of being in the music industry and making house music and dance music and writing pop songs and all types of songs, you know, just love all music that is real and comes from the heart. And I realized that combining those worlds was something really new and fresh to me, and it made me feel things and heal myself and progressively more people as time went on. And so I've just been on the journey ever since.
I love that you know this. I love that you put this into your music. And I also love that nobody else has, they don't even have to know this to get it.
That's the best part.
Through the music, right?
That's the best part is, you know, music is the universal language. It's water. You know, water can go under all the cracks and the walls that we try to build and connect things, reconnect things that feel separate or broken. And it's just, it allows us to transcend that thinking mind that creates problems that really only exist within our own perception. And in my opinion, the more we become one with that knowledge, the more problems will not even be able to really maintain their structure. Because if we can shift that underlying perspective about things, I like to think of it as you uninstall the fear app and you install the love app. And we start coming from a different place of higher level compassion and presence and valuing the things that really matter in this life, in my opinion. And I think, you know, with the way the world's been the last couple of years, people are waking up more and more to that and realizing that we have a lot of control over how we build our day-to-day reality. And there's a lot of things that we can do on that micro level of our own lives to shift things in a really powerful, meaningful way.
Well, speaking of building our reality, I was listening to Om So Hum throughout working, but the version I heard was like an hour long or something like that. So I was like letting it play in the background. And so when we asked you for a couple songs, and I know you have so many to pick from that, you know, millions of people have been tuning into this one and that one. And I'm like, oh, but I hope it's Om So Hum. And it is.
The universe had your back.
So thank you. That feels like
honored.
That feels like a gift. And now we get to gift your gift to our audience. So tell us about it if you want, or should we just play it?
Yeah, I'll give the quick okay. rundown just because it's fun. And that song is very meaningful. It's tuned to 528 hertz, which is known as the love frequency or the miracle tone. And you get that by playing the middle C, but you're tuning the conventional tuning up from 440 hertz to 444 hertz. And so the C note corresponds with 528 hertz, which you find throughout nature, throughout patterns of basically life force flowing through the earth and through our bodies. And they found that music tuned to 528 hertz has a statistically significant effect compared to normally tuned music on reducing our physiological stress symptoms, reducing cortisol, increasing oxytocin, which is the hormone that makes us feel love and trust and compassion, and a whole host of other things that we could go into. Or if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I explore a lot of that science. And, you know, some of it has been around for a long time. Some of it is very cutting edge, but it's all fascinating. And when you start to engage with the Healing House community, which has become a worldwide thing this year, you start hearing stories from all sorts of people from every walk of life, every age, who have had experience with this power of the frequency of 528. And on top of that, we layer the sacred Sanskrit mantra Om So Hum, which means I am that, I am the universe. And mantras, when we hum or chant mantras, we're using our own inner power and anchoring it to this awareness of our essence as ultimately different ripples in this ocean of cosmic love. And when you put it all together, people use that as meditation. That's called transcendental meditation. And the effects are, I mean, there's no other way to describe it but magic. The stories I hear and the healing I've had in my own life with these tools is just so profound. And so I'm so honored to fuse it with this already healing modality that is house music to bring it to more people and to, you know, put a beat behind these mantras and get people dancing while they're healing. So it's a beautiful thing, and I'm so grateful.
It's a beautiful thing, and we're grateful to share it. Here is Lincoln Jesser's pre-recorded song, Om So Hum, on the Life Changes Show online edition.
Om So Hum. So hum. Om. So hum. Om. So hum. Om. So
Lincoln Jesser, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lincoln, where's the best place for people to hear you and your music?
The music is on all the platforms where you would stream or buy music, Spotify, iTunes. I'm on YouTube, and then I post a lot of my thoughts and research and all the music and the behind the scenes on Instagram at Lincoln Jesser. Instagram.com/Lincoln Jesser and TikTok as well. I have an awesome community on TikTok. So pretty much anywhere. But if you search on Spotify for Lincoln Jesser, Om So Hum, it'll pop up.
So that's Lincoln, L-I-N-C-O-L-N, and then Jesser, J-E-S-S-E-R.
And so, I also have a playlist on Spotify called Healing House Fire Heart Emoji. If you've seen that emoji, it's a red heart with fire on it. But that playlist has all my Healing House music, as well as other music from healing traditions that have been powerful for me. And it's been an incredible year. And that playlist is closing in on 100,000 followers as of today. So if you're looking for more music and all of my music in one place, highly suggest following the Healing House playlist that's on my profile as well on Spotify.
Nice. And one of the inspirations also for today was the fact that it is Veterans Day. And, you know, a lot of people in general say that, oh, I can't just listen to meditation music, or I can't sit still enough. I wish there were. And there is. And you're creating mm-hmm. it. It's called Healing House.
Amen to that. We're here because I could totally relate.
You can you?
Yeah, you know, I've like mantra music and meditation and Vipassana meditation, mindfulness, being still is incredible. But I think part of this idea of enlightenment, of inner peace, is knowing that we all have different seasons. We all have different modes throughout the day. And sometimes you need to dance it out, and you can still be mindful while you do that. And everything in life is meditation when you're in the present moment and centered in the heart. Turning down the mind a little bit and living from the heart. And so the music is there to help people dance while they do that.
And there it is. We don't have time today, but just want to put out that I would love to talk to you about solfeggio tuning. You put so much into the music that it's got to work. It just got to.
I mean, you know, my mentor, Jonathan Goldman, who's, you know, he's been doing this since the late 60s, early 70s. And I had the insane, you know, privilege and blessing to be mentored by him for the past 2 years. And his empirical formula around sound healing is frequency plus intent equals healing. And so we can infuse sound with our intent, and that energy transfers over when we're in a state where we're able to center and receive it. And so I truly, with all my heart, believe in that power. And the world has been resonating with it, and it's incredible.
Well, more power to you. And speaking of the 60s and receiving it, this might not have been, we know actually, it wouldn't have been received in the 70s or 80s or 90s. It feels like more people are open to this and obviously needing it
now. That's how I feel, and that's what I've seen and felt and heard from people around the world. And I just feel gratitude to be here to contribute to that cause, because I believe in it so much, and I love everyone, and I want everyone to feel good as much as they can. I think that's what we're here to do, is to be love and to dream a better world into being. And I think sound plays a really important part in that.
So you're creating as an artist, you're creating as a DJ. One of the other things, you're also producing for other people. One of the things that you and I talked about is how nowadays we can be all that and more, sound healer, et cetera. It's not, you have to stay in your lane kind of thing. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think with the increased transparency in the world, with our increased interconnectivity and technology opening up these doors that didn't exist. I mean, even, you know, the ability to make a whole record from start to finish, like that track we just listened to, it's me singing. I recorded it. I did all the instruments, and I did it all on my laptop. And then I uploaded it to the internet from that same laptop for, you know, people around the world to listen to. And that just wasn't a thing even 10 years ago, the way it is now. And as this, you know, a new generation grows up with that being the default and the norm, so a lot of the ideas around you have to choose one or the other, things are able to go from being an or situation to an and situation.
Nice.
Which we can get into it, you know, if I pop back in another time, which I'd love to, but
we'd love
even
to.
8 years ago, I ran into this mystic guy who gave me a reading, and he said one of the key themes of your life is going to be embracing the and over the or. And so I've always carried that with me, and I think that, you know, it's something that when people give themselves the freedom to surprise themselves and try new things, they realize, oh wow, there's a lot more to this story. And it comes back to that idea that we're the creators of our reality, and, you know, like, we project out our vibration onto the world and it echoes back to us, and we can become mindful of that. And in the same way you can tune music to have different effects, you can tune your own inner vibration and your own heart and your own actions and thoughts to have those effects. And it's a really inspiring thing.
Well, Lincoln, we're about to project out to the moon and back because we're going to get to hear your song Tides Around the Moon. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So to briefly touch on, you know, solfeggio. So Tides Around the Moon is tuned to 741 hertz, which is another in the series of 9 tones called the solfeggio tones or the solfeggio frequencies. And they are this series of frequencies that correspond to the Fibonacci sequence, which is the sacred spiral, which basically just a perfect spiral. It's found from the subatomic level all the way to the workings of the galaxies and the stars. Yes. And the shape, the way flowers grow and the proportion of petals to the size of the flower. It's like in all this crazy stuff, way more than, you know, I don't really believe in coincidence, but even if you do, you'd start to be a little freaked out after you started doing the research about it. Nice. But so it's tied into that. And it's also tied into the scale that the Gregorian monks used to use numerology in the Bible. And there was a specific monk in the 13th century who kind of is credited with inventing the scale. And it's very similar to do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, which we know now, you know, from Sound of Music. And that's just the scale of the major scale on pianos. It's similar, but it's not quite the same. And anyways, these different frequencies basically correspond loosely to the energy centers or the chakras of our body. It's all different ways of saying the same thing, which is, it's our electromagnetic field. And so 741 hertz, which is what this next song is tuned to, it resonates with our throat chakra, which it not only affects the lymphatic system and the thyroid on the physical level, but the throat chakra is associated with our ability to express our truth and to manifest through visualization plus vocalization through the throat equals manifestation. And so when you are able to create coherence between your thoughts and your speech and then your subsequent action, the body, that's how we manifest and how we transform and alchemize our reality. And so this song is a meditative tool that a lot of people say they can feel it in their throat. It was made with that intent to open up that energy center. And yeah, ultimately it's everyone has their own resonance with different things. We all have a unique vibration. And so it's less about one size fits all and more about working with this sound in your own meditation practice and your own mindfulness practice and seeing how it feels for you.
Nice. Well, here we go. Here's
all right.
Tides Around the Moon, Lincoln Jesser's pre-recorded song here on the Life Changes Show.
Rhythm. All things living carry out this tune.
There it is, Lincoln Jesser. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing it with your audience, and it's great to be with everyone.
Oh, man, it's been great to have you here, and I look forward to the next time. In the meantime, tell us about a couple of projects real quickly you have coming up.
Yeah, so my next release is going to be out on November 22nd. It's a new version of the latest single by Mike Posner, who is pretty well known for songs like I Took a Pill in Ibiza and a bunch of other hits over the years. So it's really cool that, you know, he reached out to me and we connected because he's a really mindful, nice. Multifaceted dude as well. He actually walked across America a few years ago, completely on foot over the course of a month or two, I believe. I actually don't know how long it took, but so we have a collaboration called Beautiful Day Healing House version coming out on November 22nd. Super excited for that, and going to be going on tour, playing a bunch of shows in different places going into the end of this year and into next year. So stay tuned for all of that. Would love to be with everyone in person.
Yeah, we'll follow Lincoln on Instagram and TikTok. And again, and his music's available everywhere where music's available online. And Lincoln Jesser, again, LincolnJesser. So you'll find him. Healing House, remember that. And of course, you can always go to the Life Changes Show page and look up Lincoln Jesser there if you didn't get that all down. In the meantime, it's been such a pleasure. Lincoln, a big thank you to you.
Big thanks right back. Love, appreciate you.
All the best. Likewise. So with a big thank you to Lincoln Jesser and another big thank you to our interview guest, Sandy D. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.